everybody. Welcome. Welcome. It's finally Friday. It's Friday. And you guys know what that means. Friday Night Jams. Welcome. It's been a while, right? Since I had a Friday Night Jam. 3 weeks. So, yeah, I was out of town for 1 week. Last week, I got a strike. This has been a very, very crazy month for me. And it's not over yet. How many days are left? I don't even know where my phone is. Oh my gosh, I don't even know what day it is. The 23rd, yes, yeah, the 23rd. Still a week left in this month. This is maybe one of the more crazy months of my life. My goodness. But anyway, it's good to see you all. Thanks all for hanging out with me. Today we're going to be talking about some easy stuff, some SpaceX. They had a launch this morning. I was very excited about it. They launched 4 astronauts into space. Very cool. Then we're going to talk about Caitlyn Jenner is running for governor. Okay, she's running for governor. Oh, YouTube just deleted some of my super chats. They just are gone. What is up with that? I'm gonna have to go back and read them again. But that's all right. All right, I'll be playing more of that in a little bit. Oh, I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys had a great week. Seriously, life can be tough sometimes. The news is filled with terrible news, terrible things, negativity. It's just the worst sometimes. So, I hope that you have a little ray of sunshine in your light, some sort of something that really makes you happy, smile, laugh. Any one of those things is great. You know, when you find a smile naturally, cherish that. When it happens, remember those moments, because life, the dark times of life, make you really recognize when things are good. I see some of these that are deleted. I'm just going to read them right now, because Wanderer, what's up, buddy? I see it's your birthday today. You said, what up, Adam and chat? It's my birthday today. Roll the dice, 16. I saw that it was your birthday, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to start the show with a dice roll. I never do this in the very beginning, but I'm going to roll this. And I rolled that. We had a winner yesterday. I forget who it was, but we had a winner. It was amazing. And I'm going to spin the UFO. Wander, happy birthday. The spin is just for you. I see you all the time. You're even jamming with my my homie Shinra. It's pretty cool to see. He's awesome, and it's good. It's really good to have a community. And my goodness, do I have an amazing, amazing community! I'm talking about each and every one of you guys out there. All right, I'm watching the numbers rolling in. Yep, let's drop some happy birthdays in chat for Wanderer. It is his birthday today. That's awesome. All right, I got the numbers rolling in. I got the numbers. This is for all of the marbles. They're imaginary marbles, though. So no one's guessed it so far. No one's guessed it. Lots of guesses. I see the numbers guessing. It's 1 through 20. My goodness, no one has guessed it. I'm waiting for it. Any day now, someone's going to guess the correct number. 0.5 doesn't work. Don't. And no, Black Magic, you got to make a real... There we go. Finally, True North... Strong and free. Congratulations. It is 6. You won the imaginary bag of marbles. All of them. Save them. Don't lose them. I know if you lose your marbles, it sucks. Sucks to lose one's marbles, wouldn't you say? And there's some more super chats that I know I've lost, but I will go back to them at the end of the day. Let's get into it. I want to remind everybody that I'm trying to blast my Krigler Coffee Instagram to 1,000 followers. If you're on Instagram... Do me a favor, go follow Krigler Coffee. If you've supported me and gotten Krigler Coffee, thank you, first and foremost. And second, post a picture. Post something, do hashtag Krigler Coffee. You're on Twitter, wherever you are, Krigler Coffee, hashtag Krigler Coffee, and we'll try to find it. Look, you can see we've got a couple different people that are just, there's this cute dog, all sorts of different, and then we got memes. It's kind of half memes. About Krigler Coffee. The Chosen One, actually, in the Discord has done some seriously quality memes nonstop, and they're fantastic. So we feature those memes a lot, and also your personal pictures. So thank you so much, everybody. And then, of course, you go to Krigler coffee.com to order some of that delicious coffee. So, yeah. So today, SpaceX. I don't know if you guys even heard about this, that they've launched again. Check out these beautiful pictures. Look at that. Look at that picture. This is from Teslarati. They always have incredible pictures. So yeah, they took off. I have a few really nice pictures. The first one is really just the nicest one. I really like this one a lot too. I think this one's from the same spot, just a different colorway. Look how beautiful this is. Yeah, so SpaceX Crew 2 mission. All right, we could you can go watch it. All you gotta do is go to spacex.com and you can check it out. It's kind of a long video, but I'll just read about what happened. On Friday, April 23rd, 5:49 a.m., SpaceX and NASA launched Dragon's second 6 months operational crew mission, Crew 2, to the International Space Station from historic Launch Complex 39A at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Following stage separation, Falcon 9's first stage landed on Of Course I Still Love You drone ship stationed in the Atlantic Ocean, which, let's just take a pause and think about that, right? Elon Musk, he designed a rocket that boosts off this planet into orbit, drops the payload, comes back down, and lands not just on a launch pad, right? But a launch pad floating on the ocean. Out in the middle of the ocean, a floating launch pad. You know, you think about waves and like that it's constantly moving, and this thing lands on it. It's amazing. We're so spoiled, I feel, that we don't marvel at these insane, incredible feats that are happening almost every day. This is one of those things that I think it's like, Of Course I Still Love You drone trip. This thing has gone into space and back so many times. It's amazing. So this is the first human spaceflight mission to fly astronauts on a flight-proven Falcon 9 and Dragon. The Falcon 9 first stage supporting this mission previously launched the Crew 1 mission in November 2020. And the Dragon spacecraft previously flew Robert Behnken and Douglas Hurley to and from the International Space Station during SpaceX Demo 2 mission in 2020. Incredible. That was an amazing time. I teared up a little bit, actually, flying off from American soil again. It means a lot. As part of the Commercial Crew program, NASA astronauts Shane Kimbrough and Megan MacArthur, Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency, JAXA, astronaut Hashid, if I'm botching your name, sir, and European Space Agency astronaut Thomas Pesquet, I'm sorry for botching your name, sir. I mean no offense. I'm just not the best at that. But they are flying on board the Dragon spacecraft during the Crew 2 mission. On Saturday, April 24th, approximately 5:10 a.m., Dragon will autonomously dock with the International Space Station. This will be the first time two Crew Dragons are attached simultaneously to the orbiting laboratory, because Crew 1 is actually still there. After an approximate six-month stay, Dragon and the Crew 2 astronauts will depart from the space station no earlier than October 31st for return to Earth and splash down in the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Florida. You can continue watching live coverage of the Crew 2 missions above. And here they are, the four astronauts that were lucky enough. We got Shane, Megan, Akihiko, and Thomas here. I'm just a little jelly of them. And then this is basically an outline of what they're doing. You can see here is where they took off. This is where they had separation. All right. Oh, they actually have it all right here. So liftoff. Then we got orbit activation. I'll just read it all. Let's see. Liftoff is Falcon 9's first stage lofts Dragon to orbit. Falcon 9's first and second stage separate. Second stage accelerates Dragon to orbital velocity. And then we have orbital action, where Dragon separates from Falcon 9's second stage and performs initial orbit activation and checkout of propulsion, life support, and thermal control systems. Then you have the phasing burns. Dragon performs delta velocity orbit raising maneuvers to catch up with the International Space Station. And you can see that's right about here where they're going to catch up with them. Then we have the approach initiation. Dragon establishes a communication link with the International Space Station and performs its final orbit, raising delta velocity burn. And you can see that it's right here where it actually meets up with it. And then we have proximity operation. Dragon establishes relative navigation to the International Space Station and arrives along the docking axis, initializing an autonomous approach. And then, of course, the final is docking and pressurization. Dragon performs final approach and docks with the International Space Station, followed by pressurization, hatch opening, and crew ingress, which they finally get in. And now I actually have a little video of them just in orbit. It's just very cool to hear and see them while they're in the Dragon capsule.
We're a couple hours into the flight, making our second lap around the Earth. Right now we're over kind of eastern South Africa.
It's very quiet for me too. I apologize if it's too quiet for you. I cannot turn it up any more than it already is. But I do have a funny little meme that I found that someone posted, and I was like, to the moon, baby. To the moon. I want to go to space one day. I don't know about you guys, but I truly think the future of humanity lies in the stars, lies in space travel. You know, mining asteroids. We're not autonomous yet, but we are getting closer and closer to that. And without purpose, you know, humans do crazy things, do stupid things, do bad things. You know, we need to maintain having a purpose. And once everything gets, you know, autonomized, where, you know, farmers aren't needed anymore because robots just farm the land for us, or we have big, huge warehouses that have, like, you know, grow lights and hydroponic systems with 3D. I don't want to say 3D printer, but there's gardens that will automatically plant, feed, water any plant that they're taking care of in like a 3D printing kind of an environment. And the nozzle has like water, food, and it even will, you know, plant things. It's just like, this is all the future, but we're not there yet. And the closer we get to that, the more we're going to need purpose. And I really think space is that future. I think we're going to be mining the belt. I think we're going to be mining the solar system and maybe try to keep Earth as it is without continuing to mine it more and more. I think we should definitely focus on that. But and shout out to Elon Musk and Doge, because Elon Musk is, I think, leading that charge to getting us into space, and I think it's really important. So we're going to do that. I don't know about you guys, but I'm awfully excited about it. All right, let's talk about Caitlyn Jenner. I don't know how many people know about Caitlyn, but she wasn't always Caitlyn. Now she's Caitlyn. That's fine. She's an adult and has chosen to become... She is Caitlyn Jenner now. That really isn't what I'm going to talk about, you know, because some people don't agree with it. Whatever. It's... She's an adult, and she's chosen certain paths in her life, and that's, I accept it. That's fine. But the news is she announced running for California governor in a recall election, which I guess is coming soon. Is Gavin going to be recalled? I don't know, but we shall see. At a time when transgender rights have become the new culture war in American politics, former Olympian and reality TV star Caitlyn Jenner announced a historic campaign Friday to replace Governor Gavin Newsom in a recall election. Good. Get rid of this guy. The move comes as vocal segments of her party are pushing dozens of bills to curtail rights for transgender people across the nation. The effort to recall Newsom is expected to qualify for the ballot soon, with an election in the fall. Other Republicans who are running, including former San Diego Mayor Kevin Falconer, former Republican Doug Ossie, and businessman John Cox. Though transgender politicians have been elected in office in recent years, notably Democrats Sarah McBride, a Delaware state senator in 2020, and Danica Rome, a Virginia lawmaker, and in 2017, Jenner is the most prominent to try. as she seeks one of the most powerful offices in the country. Her run is juxtaposed with dozens of efforts across the nation aimed at denying transgender rights, including barring transgender students from playing on girls' sports teams and classifying hormone therapy as child abuse. These efforts are being advocated by former President Trump and Republican lawmakers across the country as part of a strategy some predict will help the GOP during next year's midterm election. Now, I think kids don't get tattoos, they can't drink, they can't smoke, they can't go to war, they can't do all these things because they're not adults yet. All right, I'm going to refrain from even having this conversation for two reasons. I've already talked about it. I've done it many times. It's not about necessarily about the transgender side of things. Number two, you know what? It just isn't about that. I'm not talking about it. Maybe I'll talk about it a little bit because it does come into play because people are just won't let it go. So this is from Caitlyn Jenner's Twitter. She says, "I'm in. California is worth fighting for. Visit CaitlynJenner.com to follow or donate today. Hashtag recall Newsom." I dig that. Then, of course, she has a letter of, you know, just running for governor. This is the initial paperwork, I guess. But I found an interesting article comparing her to Schwarzenegger, which I don't know if you know, he was kind of famous and became the governor of California in also a recall election back in 2003. What year was it? I think it was 2003. Now I'm not sure. I've got a 2003 recall election. Yeah. And I have this video that I'm going to play of Arnold talking about some things. And I was like, that's pretty legit. What are you saying? Anyway, in the 170 years that California has been a state, there have been more than 200 attempts to break it apart. In the rural north, residents have long chafed at the laws coming out of Sacramento and the power of and influence emanating from the state's big cities. Far from Los Angeles and San Francisco, amid the buttes and sugar pines, there are dreams of a land called Jefferson, a 51st state formed by splitting off from California and hitching up with a chunk of southern Oregon. In Silicon Valley, Tim Draper, a Republican venture capitalist with more money than political success, has spent millions of dollars peddling plans to subdivide California into several mini-states he considers more governable than the present-day behemoth. One proposal made the November 2018 ballot until the state Supreme Court quashed it because of doubts about the measure's validity. The effort to recall Gavin Newsom is driven by the same unhappy impulse among Californians feeling outnumbered, outvoted, and underrepresented. Okay, wait a minute. That's what they're saying? Even the liberals that I know, and I say this is new age liberals, the ones that when I announced on Facebook in, I don't remember when, May or something last year, that I'm going to vote for Trump, they freaked out, vilifying me, calling me crazy names, obviously don't know me at all. And they even said to me, they can't stand Gavin Newsom. Every single person I know in California cannot stand Gavin Newsom. And that's all sides of the spectrum. So for them to go, the recall effort is driven by the same unhappy impulse among Californians feeling outnumbered, outvoted, and underrepresented. That's literally everybody, Gavin Newsom. Nobody likes you. Nobody. It's the revolt of Red California against the state's blue political and cultural establishments. No, sorry. The blue side of California, they don't like you either, Gavin Newsom. They don't like you either. Okay? And if they do, they don't know the real you. They don't know the stuff that you've done. All right, this guy is terrible. But, I mean, Caitlyn is, she's a Republican. I don't know if you guys know this. She voted for Trump. And people are actually kind of upset. They're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. She wore a MAGA hat. It's like, okay, and? I'm pretty sure most people want to make America great again. I do. I do. And they say, the main argument was like, when? What time? I was like, I don't know, the 90s when I was growing up, when race wasn't a big thing. Like, no one talked about race because it was more about judging someone on their character and the way they acted. How about that? They're like, well, what? It was so racist back in the day. I'm like, all right, well, I wasn't around back in the day that you're referring to, but my youth, I'm almost 40. I'm in my late 30s. I was a teenager. I had friends, and I knew people that were crazy, and it didn't matter what their skin color was, because there was cool people and not cool people of every different type, and that's the way it is. Race, color your skin, you can't change it. Martin Luther King, I talked about this yesterday, all right? Martin Luther King said, we have to stop focusing on external characteristics that we cannot change. We need to focus on internal characteristics that people are accountable for, that they can change, that they choose to be. The character of a person is not the color of their skin. Or for this matter, whatever gender that they think they are. I don't care what you think about the whole gender movement. As I've said, if you're an adult and you choose to do whatever you want to do, so be it. Now, I don't agree with forcing kids to do whatever, or even allowing them to manipulate their bodies, because they're not adults yet. They don't understand. They can't argue from a place of knowledge, of understanding. They are told, because that's what children are, easily manipulated, because they don't know. They don't understand. They think they know. I was arguing with my niece. She's 10. She's like, you don't know 10-year-olds. And I'm like, yes, you do. Yes, I do. All 10-year-olds think they know everything. She's like, no, you're wrong. And I'm like, you're proving my point. 10-year-olds think they know everything. And guess what? So do 15-year-olds. So do 18-year-olds. So do 20-year-olds. The 25-year-old me thought I knew everything. I was clueless. All right? I thought I didn't think I knew everything, but I was very confident. I still am. But I like to come from a place of confidence, and now I like to back up my confidence with actual knowledge, because I do the research of the things that I talk about. Makes it a lot easier to have conversations with people, especially when they don't have the knowledge, right? So, well, okay, so she used to be an Olympic gold medalist in the 80s that was a biological male. Now she's a transgender female. That's fine. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. She can do whatever she wants to do. She's an adult. It doesn't affect my life at all. All right, messing with kids, I'm not a big fan of messing with kids. Don't mess with kids, okay? So this New York Times article that I referenced, and they're trying to make it seem like barring, the classifying hormone therapy is child abuse. I think it is. Sorry, it is, okay? I'm going to get, I didn't really want to talk about it, but kind of, I mean, everyone's making it seem like that's the issue. Carlin, gotta love Carlin. She goes, you're a transphobe if you live in California and don't vote for Caitlyn Jenner for governor. I mean, there are so many people freaking out about this simply because of that fact. Like, if she registers as a woman, like, not like in some sort of system somewhere, like in her own mind, she registers as a woman. Okay, does that mean she's a Republican? Okay, whatever. She's still, has proper thoughts. Just like if you're gay, it doesn't matter that you're gay. You probably have political beliefs and a character inside. You shouldn't make that your whole identity. The fact is, people are just looking at Caitlyn Jenner and going, well, she's just a transgender woman. It's like, okay, well, there's so much more to somebody than that. That's why I brought up Martin Luther King earlier. He said, stop focusing on external characteristics, okay? And Caitlyn Jenner identifies as a woman, all right? That's something that what she's saying she is, and she can't change. So that's a characteristic she can't change. I'll accept that. I can do that because it doesn't affect me, right? And I don't know, a lot of people out there are probably like, no, I don't agree with it. And that's fine. That's your right to not agree with it. But if she has some quality political views and some things that I haven't really looked into Caitlyn Jenner. I'll be honest, I don't really care that much. But now that she's going to go for governor, I'll look start looking into her a little bit more. And maybe I won't like her policies. Maybe I won't agree with her. I'm not saying I like that she's running for governor or not. I just find it interesting that so many people are just focused on the fact that she's wore a MAGA hat. Whoa, she wore a MAGA hat. Oh my gosh. That's what you're focusing on? That she wore a MAGA hat once? That she said she wasn't on Trump's team? This is Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was... Is this, look how terrible this is.
Arnold has won the
Let's see if I can turn it up.
Most Californian Republicans. But just because
oh, yeah, there we go.
Star doesn't mean everyone's pleased to see you.
Check this. He gets hit with an egg, actually. Oh! And guess what he does? He's like, oh, I just got hit with an egg. Just take my jacket off.
1.6 million.
All right, I want to go to this.
Election.
You're the bomb!
The people have risen up. 1.6 million people have signed the recall petition, and they are saying...
1.6 million people signed the 2003 recall. How many... What is it up to now? Last I checked, it was above 1.6... Someone just said, I'm not watching this show anymore because you are not a conservative. I never said I was a conservative. What are you talking about? Whatever. Bye. That's funny. I reserve the right to be me. I have my own opinions. All right. Bye-bye. That's hilarious. Anyway, just like Arnold, I'm going to just brush that off my shoulders because you don't matter to me. All right. The people that... Okay, wow, you're swearing at me now? Dude, you're not welcome here anymore then. I'll just freaking ban you from my chat. How do you feel about that? You're not welcome back. My goodness. Sorry, everybody. I have to remove a user from my channel. Because I don't like that kind of attitude. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, thank you. I'm realistic, okay? I'm American. All right, I want to live free, and I want everyone else to live free. I'm libertarian in that sense. Look, if it doesn't bother me, okay. But if you start messing with kids, I'm not okay with that, right? If you start changing laws that mess with other people's life, that's not okay either. Yeah, not okay. All right, back to Arnold. Check this guy out.
We are mad as hell. You're not going to take it anymore. Let me just tell you something. This is not a right-wing takeover. This is a people's takeover.
All right, now, I heard that you're, that he sold out by the end. Now, I'm not here to argue his political stuff.
And they have failed the people.
Wait, hold on.
And the children.
This guy.
And I know that together we can do great things. Thank you very much.
Well, this guy owes
Here we go.
What about this reaction?
This is someone asking him about the egg. Someone threw an egg at you. Listen to what he says.
You got hit by an egg. What do you think of it?
Well, this guy owes me bacon now. I mean, there's no two ways about it because, I mean, you can't just have eggs without bacon. But this is...
He owes me bacon because he gave me eggs. I can't have eggs without bacon, but this is the gold right here. Check us out.
It's just all part of, you know, the free speech. I think it's great. You see these people here screaming out, imagine you're in some communist state or some dictatorship. You couldn't do that.
Yes. Imagine if you were in some communist state or some dictatorship that you can't do that. That's not what this country is. This country is freedom, baby. It's freedom. If you want to be a 71-year-old transgender woman, do it. I don't care. And it shouldn't bother you to the fact that you get so triggered that you had to let me know you're not going to watch my show anymore. Great. That's fine. This is America. We're free to do these things. Okay? I don't feel that way myself personally. That's fine, though. I identify as I do. Well, that's fine. It doesn't bother me, though. But he's right. We don't live in a fascist dictatorship communist land where you're not allowed to speak out against... Wait a minute. Ooh, did we actually... Are we? Because they were saying for years that Trump was the fascist. And now you're getting booted from having, you know, getting strikes on YouTube for medical misinformation or speaking out about the election or having basically wearing a MAGA hat.
Why I love this country.
That's pretty nuts. She wore a MAGA hat. And people are like, no, we're good. We don't want that. And it's like, look at this. Equality California, nation's largest statewide LGBTQ+ civil rights organization, until the work is done. No, baby, no. What? Wait a minute. Why? Please don't do this. Wait, why? What's wrong with her running for office? Really? No, huh? Wow. Look at all these blue check marks coming in hot with the opinions. And Carlin, of course, says, this is awesome. Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with it. And because whatever. I mean, look, I don't know her policies yet. Let's find them out together. Let's go to Caitlyn Jenner. This is Caitlyn for California. CaitlynJenner.com. Let's see. Submit. I can't like see what your policies are. No policies. All right. Right off the bat, I don't like it. Okay. It says California has been my home for nearly 50 years. I came here because I knew that anyone, regardless of their background or station in life, could turn their dreams into reality. But for the past decade, we have seen the glimmer of the Golden State reduced by one party rule that places politics over progress and special interests over people. Sacramento needs an honest leader with a clear vision. All right, that sounds good, but why don't you put a clear vision in your website so I can see what your vision is? I have a platform. People are on my show watching right now. We could have, I could have showed them right now what it is. My gosh, Carlin definitely had a field day with all the people in chat too, because she's like, oh, found the transphobe, found the transphobe. I'm trying to, anyway, Caitlin is, I don't know. I want her to see. I want to see what her actual platform is before I don't know if she's good or not. Granted, I don't live in California, and it's not going to really affect me. Although California is a huge state and does make a big difference in elections. So yeah, there's that. Now look, I'll be honest, guys. It's been a long week. It's a lot going on, and I'm not allowed to talk about, or I just can't talk about, but it's been a while since I've had jam night. I don't have any more subjects. I've had a long day that I really didn't. I just wanted to talk about these two things. SpaceX, of course, flying up to space is awesome. Pardon me. Governor Jenner. We'll see. I don't know if it's going to happen, but, I would like to see her policies. She really needs to get that going, because that's the first thing I do when someone's running for office. I go, well, let me read your policies and let me see what you got going on as far as why I should even tell people to vote for you. All right, let's see here. All right. Sectus Gaming says pre-Friday night jam hype. Thank you, Sectus. How you doing? Robert Wiles says, can you do this one super chat? Can only do this one super chat. My little niece said she is happy you are back and she can hear you sing and she hopes you like her gift. Be blessed. Thank you, Robert. You know, and I don't know your niece's name. You've showed me a cool pictures of you guys hanging out together and you've never, I don't know if I've caught her name. So, I hope you guys are doing well and I'm about to jam out in a little bit. I'm just going to read some of these super chats. I had to go find some of the super chats that were deleted, because there was a bunch that got deleted right in the beginning. I don't know why it does that, but here we go. Okay, I found it. Joshua Rhodes, what to ask or want to ask your opinion? There is an audit in Arizona. BLM, the personal lawyer for Clinton and Soros, plus 70 to 100 lawyers they hired are trying to stop it. What do you think? Does that seem odd to you? Yeah. It definitely does seem odd to me. In fact, I have an article about how they're... I just pulled it up real quick. You know, they have... It's huge. You know, they have all these different camera angles spread out. I'll just read it. This may be the most transparent audit in U.S. history. The auditors selected by the Arizona Senate are providing video access to the world of their audit activities in real time. The auditors are prepared and ready to begin their audit in Maricopa County's 2020 election results. This has to be a long process, but the day has finally come. Today, the machines and ballots were moved to the Veterans Memorial Coliseum in the state fairgrounds, where they will be audited. They also set up 9 cameras that will be available the entire time the audit takes place. For the next 3 or so weeks, if you wish to see what is going on, you'll be able to at azaudit.org. Let's just click on that and see what happens and watch the audit while it is happening. Let's see. Oh, they have different cameras. All right, so there is a couple of people sitting there. Oh, I wonder what they're looks like they're just mulling about. They're probably not doing anything yet. So here's all of the ballots. Supposedly, I don't know if this is confirmed or not, the Democrats have pushed it back and it cost them $1 million. Now, I read that on Twitter. I don't know if it's true or not, but that is how I found this article talking about it. This site will be showing the activities in the Coliseum nonstop for the next few weeks. We are praying that the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors doesn't step in again and attempt to prevent the audit from happening. To date, and since the election, they have done all they could to not make this happen. They have even sued the Senate to stop this audit. They sued the Senate to stop the audit. Huh. Okay, why? Huh, interesting. Also, last week we saw big tech prevent messages from being shared for volunteers to help with this exercise. What is that word? It's the color red and you wave it around like a flag. Red flag. Yes, yes, it's a red flag. To me, anyway, that certainly sounds like a crazy red flag. Why? Why is this the case? This is the article here. Big Tech Google is targeting Arizona Maricopa County audit, not allowing requests for volunteers shared on their sites. So maybe they just want to control who the volunteers are. I'm just speculating, right? I'm just speculating, YouTube, just letting you know. We've seen the media continue to berate those who demanded this audit, saying it was not necessary, while discounting the millions of Americans who believe the 2020 election was stolen from the president, from former President Trump. And then, of course, here's an article written about that. And we've seen lawyers connected to the top Democratic Party interject and threaten the auditors for performing the work they are hired to do. Hillary's attorney, Mark Elias, inserts himself into Arizona State Senate audit of Maricopa County, is using his massive network to broaden his attack. What are they hiding? What are they hiding? Now, I don't know about this one. General Flynn warned that BLM and Antifa might show up and try to stop the audit. Why? I don't understand. Why wouldn't you be like, yes, let's prove all these people that they're wrong. Let's prove to them that the election was proper and well catered and taken care of properly, that we actually know that the election results are what they're telling us they are, because millions of Americans don't believe it, period. You would think that they would try to dissuade them or persuade them and prove themselves. They're basically being called liars, and instead of going, here's the proof that I'm not a liar, they're going, how dare you call me a liar? Don't you look at the evidence either. Mm. What? Is that not sketchy? Is that not sus? That's major sus to me. I don't understand. That is, it really bugs me. I want to know the truth. I want to know the truth. Give me the truth. Audit the votes. Why not? If there's discrepancies, audit the votes. What's the big deal? Prove yourself. Prove it to everybody. So what do I think? I think they're hiding something. And I want to know what it is. So I guess I just did a little mini segment on Maricopa County. Thank you, Joshua, for that enlightening super chat that spawned I actually had this article and I was like, maybe I'll talk about it. And maybe if someone super chats about it, I'll talk about it. That's what I thought to myself. And it just happened. Point Curation sent more art in case first package never comes. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't go to the post office this week because I've been dealing with some stuff. So I really should go tomorrow. Arcadian Twilight says, no Adam, no peace. F the big tech censorship police. Thank you for that. I appreciate that, Arcadian. Trent says, I just got some coffee and the mug. High quality stuff. Thank you, Trent. Thank you so much. I know. Doesn't that mug feel good in your hands? It's just so, it feels so good in your hands. I love this mug. It's got this like matte white finish. You can't really tell, but it's got such a good finish to it. I really like it. Krigler coffee mugs. Get the real coffee, roasted when you order, and a delicious Made in America mug. It is delicious. I gotta say, someone sent me, where are those? Hold on. This is actually really, really cool, and I want to give some thanks, because last time I went to the post office, I still have, I want to say thanks. Who's this from? This is from Pam, and I want to say thank you to your friend Ed. Ed, thank you so much. Your friend Pam, you introduced her to my show, and, Pam writes here, I wanted to take the opportunity to say that I really appreciate what you do on your show. I enjoy the honesty that you have, as well as the passion you have for the picks you discuss. I found your show through my friend Ed. He has been my mentor on my political awakening. I'm not sure that it was really about politics so much as finding the truth. Quality stuff right there. You have been a part of the journey for me, and I truly appreciate and thank you for that. It really means a lot. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ed, for introducing her to me, because that's very cool. And then I also have another letter. Adam, I hate your show and you need a haircut. No, really, I love your show, but I didn't want to open with I love your show. I saw this cork on eBay and wanted to get it for you. I was worried I was bidding against you, so I hope I didn't. The wife and I watch almost all of your shows while working. It's great stuff. It's a great break from the doom and gloom that is most of the other shows we keep up with. Anyhow, hope you like it. You do need a haircut. That is from Moose and Squirrel. Thank you so much. And this is very cool. It says, please drop us a note if you can. Well, I'm giving it to you right now. Thank you so much. And they sent me, it's not actually a cork. Let me zoom in here. So, see, it says Krigler and Krigler Whiskey. I can't actually see myself. Hold on. So, it says Krigler and Krigler Whiskey here. All right. Well, Krigler and Krigler Distilleries, Woodland Whiskey. So, this is actually a corkscrew cap. And what this does, you put it on top of a corkscrew, like a wine opener or just any sort of cork bottle, which these bottles, these whiskey bottles, this one in the background here, that's actually about 123, 130 years old Krigler and Krigler whiskey bottle. They used to be cork tops. So this is actually a cap for a corkscrew. And it's funny that you mentioned that I saw this on eBay and I was like, you know what? It doesn't have the corkscrew, so I'm not going to bid on it. So no, we didn't bid against each other. But I really do appreciate this. It's very cool. And it's been sitting here. I was gone for a week, and then it's been a crazy few weeks, let me just say. So that goes. So that sits right there. So thank you so much. I really do appreciate that. Yeah, Jason, it's something that I'm thinking about doing. So yeah, I've got some stickers to send out, and I've definitely got to stop by the post office tomorrow. Or this weekend. I will do that. I will do that. Okay. Where was I? My goodness. Angry Bellsprout says, was late last night, but is Montana Horseman related to Bojack Horseman? I don't think they're related. Maybe they know each other? Who knows? Not sure. Joshua says, sorry for the bad spelling. I was rushing and don't know why. Guess I was being a bit of a dumb butt. Yeah, no, that's okay. I understood your... It was a good super chat. It led me to, you know, reading all about some of the things that I know about it. Pardon me. Let's see. Gilgamesh's War Cat says, Adam, I know you love space. Have you checked out celestial navigation? I did it every day for the USCG. I once shot a line to Jupiter with a sextant. It's not hard and fun. All the love. No, I have not, but I love that, and I would really like to understand how to use a sextant, because it's like how you navigate the stars, right? It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I just typed it in, and this is what I got. So there's a sextant right there. Celestial navigation, also known as astronavigation, is the ancient and modern practice of position fixing that enables a navigator to transition through a space without having to rely on estimated calculations or dead reckoning to know their position. Very, very cool. Very cool. Yeah, that's awesome. Daniel Irving says, imagine witnessing a global mutual assured destruction event from the International Space Station. No, I don't want to. No, Daniel. No, I don't want to do it. Can I just not? No? All right, fine. I can imagine it. It's true. I can imagine. All right. We got Ryan says, Governor Schwarzenegger won as a Republican in a recall election and socially liberal. Caitlyn Jenner may be good for Cali. Can't be worse. We'll see. I don't know what her policy is. She just said, I'm running. We'll see. And so far, the only thing I've seen is vote for me or you're a transphobe. But she didn't say that. That was Carlin that said it. But... That's a lot of other people are saying. It's not just her. I'm seeing that a lot. Beach Jedi, I like your name, says, I'll take a Republican Olympian transgender over Gavin Newsom. True. I mean, it is Gavin Newsom we're trying to replace, right? So, or they are, not necessarily me, but I would love for him to be out of office and maybe in jail. Aaron Stewart says, hey, Adam, ordered some coffee and a mug. The mug is very nice and wanted to thank you for not forgetting us decaf drinkers. Thank you. I'm glad you like the decaf, the fake news blend, as it were. Very nice. I had to poke fun at the fake news media because it's decaf and fake coffee. I drink real coffee, but I didn't forget you. And seriously, though, thank you for your support. I really do appreciate that, Aaron, and I hope you enjoy the coffee. And the mug is quality, right? Karl Marx says, true and net under pressure has an entry in Urban Dictionary. Does it really? What does it mean, though? Hold on. We're going to do this right now. Let's go into Urban Dictionary and find out what true and net under pressure means. Urban Dictionary. Okay. Urban Dictionary. And true and net under pressure. There's no, what are you talking about? There's no, wait, is there something new here? Wait, hold on. Truism I don't know. Is it two N's? Truin, wait, here we go. Truin and under pressure. Here we go. Let's see. A very advanced political plan proposed by Joe Biden during the 2020 presidential race. It will be super duper powerful, and it invokes the controversial usage of Badaka care. It is said to imprison the orange man for 1,000 years, during which time Cthulhu will reign over the world. But hey, shamalambugging doing right. Joe said, I'll leave an effective strategy to mobilize true and under pressure. Crowd goes wild. Thank you for that super chat, Carl. That was glorious. It was glorious. Savannah says, Adam, glad you're back. Savannah, what up? I know. It is good to be back. Maybe you can join me next Wednesday. You know, we can have... and you know what? I never joined you on your show. We were supposed to do an episode while I was... out of commission for a week. That would be fun. I would love to come on. Just if the offer still is out there, you know. And anyway, if you guys don't know who Sav is, Savannah, you could check her out. Sav Says on YouTube. Also, Sav says on Twitch. She goes on Twitch sometimes. She basically does her show on Twitch and maybe YouTube also. I'm not sure, but I see her on Twitch sometimes. And then you can find her on Instagram, Sav with one N. And yeah, she's rather spicy, very good political pundit, and in the know. Mazo says, I'm not watching anymore because you're beardless. It's coming back. Look, it's almost, you know, it's taking shape again. It was getting too hot. Harrison Gray says, much love, Adam. Glad to see you back again. Adam to the moon. Oh, excuse me. Adam Cast to the moon. Well, actually, you know what? I like the first way. Adam to the moon, but Adam Cast to the moon sounds good too. Easy E says, hey, Adam, positive vibes only zone. The Beanie Buddha stands for two things, chill vibes and smashing the like button, and I'm here for both. I like that. You guys see the Beanie Buddha right there, right behind my face? That Beanie Buddha was 3D printed for me because they referred to me as the Beanie Buddha behind the scenes when I was on the Timcast show. And that's really dope. And I love that Beanie Buddha. It means a lot to me. Easy E again says, love Arnold Schwarzenegger, Schwarzen Schnitzel, the Governator. Nice, nice. I like that. Antonio, hey, Ant. Yeah, I don't get it. I'm a gay conservative. We exist. What the heck? We're not all brainwashed. Love the show, Adam. Yeah, see? I mean, and even still, that's not something that you, that's just who you are. Like, I get it. That's who you are. That's fine. I'm not trying to change you. I'm not trying to say you're wrong for, you know, being gay. But conservative is more of something, is of a mind state. And, oh, gay people can be conservative? Oh, what? No, huh? Yeah, they can. They exist. Surprise. Sejong the Great says, did you ever do the DD on Earth Day co-founder? I love educating the general public on the kinds of psychos who influence society. I didn't like look into it too much, but this is who you're talking about, right? Ira Einhorn or something. I didn't really look into it yet. I read a little bit about it, but it's I don't really care to dwell too much on killers and, you know, weird crazy people in the past. You know, I try to find the greats and idolize them. Robert Weil says, Reese. Oh, okay. I thought I told her name, but since I may not have told you what most folks don't understand, we don't or won't agree on everything, nor will we. Yeah, exactly. Reese. Well, hey, Reese. If you're watching right now, that is. Hi. All right. The man behind the screen says, smash that like for the return of Jam Night. Now roll the die and show me an 8. You guys know the deal. I'm rolling a die. It has been rolled. I'm sorry, Oz. It's not an 8. But you guys know the deal. Guess 1 through 20, and you can win absolutely nothing. Nens says, Adam, the positive vibes in your community are like magic. I'm so grateful for having found this place. Huge respect. Haters gonna hate. Doers gonna do. Boom. Haters gonna hate. Doers gonna do. Yes, you're absolutely right. And Alpha's gonna not care. Keep Mord, thank you for that guess of the number one. You win, sir. Absolutely nothing. Congratulations. Don't spend it all in the same place. Save it up for something really nice. All right. Sejong says, audit was halted due to lawsuit. Courts will only confirm that all the rules are clear and defined before it begins. Ah, okay. Corny says, pro tip, you can save super chats into Google spreadsheets using IFTTT. Ah, okay. Well, I also have a different area that I can actually look at the super chats, not in the live chat stream, the studio stream, which is where I normally see them all. So I'm pretty sure I got it. Mpow says, hi, Adam, do you use a guitar slide or have you used one? Have you used a talk box like Richie Sambora, Peter Frampton, or Jerry Cantrell? No, I have a couple slides. I'm not very good at them. And I've never tried a talk box. No, I've never tried that, but it'd probably be fun. Yeah, I don't see why not. Arcadian says, curious, could I send you the outline of my sci-fi work I'm writing on and get an opinion? Yeah, maybe. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to it, to be honest, right now. There's a lot of stuff that's happening. I'm juggling two shows and my second show being my Twitch channel. and then researching and some other stuff that's going on. But send it to me, adamcastirl@gmail.com. And yeah, BG, thank you for that super chat. Freddie says, you will get a strike for the voter stuff. Hashtag Braveheart. How? I was just reading an article. You know what? If it happens, it happens. Because it's just getting ridiculous. Come on. Sectus Gaming says, the universe is telling me we need a UFO spin. Also, roll it. Homie wants a 17. All right. You guys know the deal. Bum, 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 bum. I'm sorry. Jeez. The UFO was like, I'm done. I don't want to spin for you right now. Come on. I heard a rumor that Tim was wondering where the UFO went. And where the globe went. Black Magic, it's two. Sorry, Sectus. It's two. It is two. Black Magic, one. Nathan, you were so close. Actually, there was a bunch of people that guessed two. My goodness. But Black Magic guessed it first. But this spin is definitely for you, Sectus Gaming. Thank you so much. Yeah, the UFO just Roswelled. All right, man. I am... Yeah, it's interesting. What are you guys talking about, like Luke and Ian for in chat? I don't know what's going on there. Cheers, everybody. This is a Copper Dog, a Scottish whiskey that was fairly on the fair cheap side of things. Not too bad, if you ask me. Not too bad, and it was quite good. It's time for jams. It's kind of time for jams. It's jam time, everyone. It's time for me to pull the guitar out and play some tunes, because it's been a while. Welcome, everyone. No, Black Magic didn't use voodoo. He used Black Magic. That's literally his name. Black Magic. Huh? Cheers, everybody. That's funny, Andrew. No comment. All right. What do you guys want to hear? It's been a while. I haven't played music live in a long time. I froze? Oh no, am I frozen? Someone said Freely. The Ripper. All right, I'll play some Freely for you. La 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 la. La la. I'm gonna play some songs. I'm about to play some songs. If you don't want to hear it, you can get out. Bobcat. Hey, Bobcat. How you doing? Time for some jams. Might I request Strawberry? Strawberry? Do I have a song named Strawberry? But The Forge is good for music. Oh, okay. The Forge. All right. I will start with Freely, and then I will play The Forge. Life sucks sometimes, but when you realize not so bad, just move along. What choice do you have? You choose where your mind spends all its time. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. Climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. When you find a smile, naturally, that's the magic. Don't forget it. Help you see.
the dark. In the night, when you're trying to find your way and you've lost your sight. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. Climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. Climb up to the top inside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside.
I'm gonna do the short version of that song. Yeah, thank you everybody. That was Freely. Thank you so much for hanging out, guys. I know it's been a while since I've had some Friday night jams. Man, look at all them fires. You guys are holding up the lighters in chat. Thank you so much. Cheers. Sectus says, I request the Forge, but you should warm up first. True, and maybe have a little more whiskey. Sectus Gaming says, last book suggestion, Ancient Secrets of the Flower of Life, Volume 1 and 2, talks about the pyramids, ancient civilization, sacred geometry, and ancient architecture, and more. Super cool read. I would love that. I think that really is right up my alley, because that Flower of Life is everywhere, all over the planet, on all ancient... everything. It's very, very cool. I would probably really like that book. Thanks. The Oz says, this is a great end to an otherwise dull workday. Adam, have a little more whiskey and jam money. Could we get some She's Just tonight? Yeah. All right. I'll play She's Just. Yeah, I'll wait to play the Forge in a little bit once my vocals get a little warmer and get a little more whiskey in me. Jason Dixon says, what kind of money do you need to produce an album? Jason Dixon, of course, is the proprietor of my awesome vintage hotel bell. Thank you so much. I love it so much. And I don't know. There's a lot of factors that involve that. Unfortunately, I don't have an answer for you. A lot. Come on, UFO. Will you relax? The UFO is pissed right now. Words in a book isn't mine.
Take it more, take in spite of this. And focus on the way you really wished you'd change that day. It's hard to believe, but...
That's Tim's song. That's not my song, guys. That's Tim's. Darth Call, hey, thank you for that super chat, Darth Call. Welcome back, mate. It's good to be back. It was fun sailing the seas with you earlier today. Of course, Darth Call is on Twitch. You should definitely check him out because he dresses up as Skeleton Jack Sparrow. I think you're Skeleton Captain Jack, right? And then regular Jack Sparrow. Man, what else do you do? Darth Maul. You've been Data. You've been all sorts of incredible characters. Very cool. You guys definitely should go check out Darth Call's channel on Twitch. Thank you, Jason. Jason says, I'd like to invest. I has dollars. Well, you say dollars. And unfortunately, it takes dollars, not dollars. We don't accept dollars. But I'll keep you in mind, Jason. I'll keep you in mind. I'm not sure. Right now, it's about time. My time is the thing. What was I going to do? Oh, She's Just. This one's called She's Just.
It's just gone too far, she said. And she took another drink at the bar. And to tell you what the truth is, I just never knew when to stop. I never knew when to stop. She was sitting in the corner, trying to pick up her pride. They didn't disown her. Oh, but she wished that they had tried. Been gone 3 summers, made all the difference in the world. At least 10 years older in her mind, but that's alright. Moved to California, out to live that Western dream. But her Eastern persona would never ever let her be. Always end up missing home. She always end up missing home. I'm missing home. So many before her, she's just. Just another face in the crowd. It's becoming clearer to her, but she's not ready right now. Oh, she's not ready to go. Intentions grew bolder, impatience picked up steam. Too many people told her you have to stay and take what's in your reach. I won't just stand here watching all my plans fall through, 'cause I've discovered it's all about the time I use. Moved to California, out to live that Western dream, but her Eastern persona would never ever let her be. She always ended up missing home, 'cause she always ended up missing home. Missing home. It's just gone too far, she said, as she took another drink at the bar. And to tell you what the truth is, I just never knew when to stop.
Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you. That was She's Just. Captain Axelrod says, listening to you is making me feel some kind of way. I can't describe it, man. You inspired me to start playing my acoustic again and write a song. Awesome. You don't know what that means. I mean, my greatest musical inspirations make me feel that way. So to hear that, it's really cool. Thank you, Captain. Captain Axelrod, thank you very much, sir. I really do appreciate that. Cheers. Cheers, everybody. Happy Friday night. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Really, Pantry? Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm feeling it right now. I'm feeling good. Oh, thank you, Steve. I'm glad you're here hanging out with us. The joke's on you. You're the one here. Oh, that's funny.
Hello, 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 hello. What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? Can I have your number? Sitting at the bar, sitting side by side. What's your drink and what's your name? What's your problem? I'll be the blame. I'll be your only. Hello, hello. What's up? Can I have your number? Have your number? I never meant to run away. I never meant to run away. I never meant to run away with your heart. With your
Thank you so much, everybody. That's just a little ditty called Hello. This one's called Taking It Back.
If I was a younger man, I'd probably make the same mistake twice. The closer the heart is, the harder it becomes to do what's right. Even through the thick and thin, secretly we all want to win. Yeah, I'm taking it back, taking it back, taking it back, 'cause it's time to confess all sins. Oh, before this world you've built crumbles away. I've spent some time lost in my mind, disappointed. And that's just the sting from expecting, and that's what you get. It's a simple sacrifice. Drop a little bit of pride. I know it's exhausting. Oh, I'm taking it back, taking it back, taking it back. It's time to find me. Oh, before this world you've built crumbles away. Started with cold feet, let me begin again. Hindsight's obviously the clearest option. I'm taking it back with all that I believe in. When everything happens, I won't fight the reasons. You say you've learned from your mistakes that you're experienced. Then comes the day from left field, as they say, has left you in a daze. Oh, it happens all the time. A high tide of the mind struggling for oxygen. Oh, and taking it back, taking it back, taking it back is the only option. Started with cold feet, let me begin again. Hindsight's obviously the clearest option. I'm taking it back with all that I believe in. Everything happens, I won't fight the reasons.
Thank you so much, everybody. Hanging out on Friday Night Jams. Man, it's been a while. Some Friday Night Jams. It feels good. It feels good. Let's see. Oh, we got a couple more. Jason Dixon says, I would love to see you host Unstoppable Morgan. I don't know who that is, but link us up. That'd be cool. Angry Bellsprout says, sure that flag was only red and didn't have some yellow stars and some hammers and sickles. Are you talking about the flag, the red flag that I was waving, you know, red flag earlier? Maybe you're right. Jeez. Sectus Gaming says, thank you again for those super chats, Sectus. I missed if you mentioned that. Did you get the care package of books and the Czar etched Metatron cube? Also, there is a physical album of your music I can buy. Much love, regardless. I haven't gotten it yet. I haven't been to the post office this week. I know Robert Wiles, you said you were going to send me something, and Point Curation, I know you're out there waiting for me to get those arts that you sent my way. I haven't been to the post office this week. I'm sorry, it's been a week. All right, it's been a week. Dion says, listening to your singing voice while working on the animation where you got a scene in it, maybe you remember. I do remember. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what you do with that, Dion. Thank you for hanging out, guys. I really do appreciate all of you. You guys are hanging out. Xylox Dragon says, love the music. Well, I love you also. Cheers, everybody. Happy weekend. Melancholy Hellhound, huh? Maybe I should rock that one out. Well, I don't want your money, I just want some wine. Yeah, give me some of your honey, I promise I'll take my time. Oh, welcome to the heartache, it always feels the same. Yeah, I find myself growing senseless onto the pain. Yeah, you can stretch and crawl to figure it out, but in the end it's just me. Oh, well, I don't want your pity, and I don't want no lie. Yeah, life is shitty, oh, and then you die. Welcome to the heartache, oh, try not to lose your way. Yeah, like trudging through the muddy waters, without faith. Yeah, you can scratch and crawl to figure it out, but in the end, it's just me. Oh, yeah, I still get that feeling, yeah, of judgmental eyes on a different spin. It's just not worth my time. Yeah, I welcome all the heartache, boy, it brings tears to my eyes. Yeah, those tears remind me I'm alive. Yeah, you can scratch and crawl to figure it out, and the end is just me. Smash that like button. Thank you guys. You guys are fantastic. That's cool. That was fun. Thank you everybody for hanging out. Friday Night Jams is in full effect. Oh, let's see here. We got a few of them. Let's see here. Carl says, wish your wife son was doing backups tonight. Just awesome. Thank you so much, Carl. Really appreciate that. I'm not sure what she's doing. It's again been a long couple weeks. Six Smith says, 9, gotta cast the die and try to win me a pair of them yoinkin' bones. Alright, you guys know the deal. The dice has been rolled. Where did the dice go? It's not a 9, I'm sorry. Alright, but we'll see. You guys know the deal. The dice has been rolled. Check it out. I'm gonna just finish tuning my guitar because it definitely slipped out. I don't know if you could feel it, and if you could hear it, I'm sorry. Right, the numbers are rolling in. Tiago Diaz, congratulations. It is for you win absolutely nothing. Congratulations. Very nice. Sorry, Smith, you didn't win there. Aaron says, really like your songs, Adam. Grabbed my acoustic bass to jam along. You should seriously release an EP. Thank you very much. I really do need to work on it. Yeah, you're great. yeah, thank you so much, guys. You guys are all fantastic. Cliff Lee says, my wife loves your music. She wants to know if your lyrics and music sheets are available somewhere. They're not. They're all just in my head. And these songbooks that are behind me, all of those... There it is. Those books, those are all my songbooks from, that's my oldest book down at the bottom, all the way up to my newest book. And there you go. Yeah. The Schnow says, just finished working, just sat down with a glass just in time because I love it. Thank you. Or love it because. Thank you, Schnow. Thank you so much for hanging out. You guys, sir, all these kind compliments. You guys are fantastic. Geo says, epic performance. Thank you. Thank you very much, guys. You guys are, what time do we got? Got a little bit more time. All right, okay, we're having a good time, Turk Longwell, how you doing? Says, love me some Friday Night Jams, amen, dude, and chat. Yes, shout out to chat. Can we get a shout out for chat? You know what? I want you guys to spam some fire in chat right now. Just I'm not done, I'm just setting this down, because it feels wrong. I really want to spin the UFO for all of you guys. So I want to see a bunch of flames in chat. Just start spamming it, because you chat are on fire tonight. And it feels good. It's good to have you guys be back on a Friday Night Jam. Yes, Robert, spam the flames. Gilgamesh's war cat. I want more flames. This spin is for every single one of you out there. Even the haters. I see you guys. That spin's for you also. Spam them flames. Burn the chat. Flames. I love it. Look at them flames coming. You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much. The chat is the best, Switchblade. I agree 100%. Cheers to the chat. Oh, cool. We got someone in Hawaii. I missed the name, but very cool. Yes. The flames. Let the flames rise higher. All right. Where was I now? I got the Forge I got to play. All right. Let's do this one. This is Chicago. Someone asked for Chicago, so I'll play that song. I think it's this one. There it is. I would love to have Isaac Arthur back on the show. He's fantastic. All right, I'll play that next.
Let's dance to Chicago. I heard it on the radio from a car driving by as you walked away. Tell me what you need and I'll make it happen if I can. Just wanna dance with you all the way home. Well, I just wanna dance with you all the way to Chicago. Race you down the stairs of red.
Oh, Oh, did the stream freeze? Sorry if it did. That sucks. Man behind the screen, thank you, huge super chat for Adam, for chat, for jams and smashes, flames, Oz, thank you so much. You're one of the few that actually have their own nickname. And I still read both every time I see your names. Thank you so much, bud. I always appreciate your support. It's fantastic. KOT says, Kriggs, welcome back. Good luck on You May Be Moving. I'm looking to move too, hopefully moving somewhere with less diaper face cult and find a wife. Well, I wish you well. I wish you good luck. And moving does absolutely suck. Oh, my goodness. Is chat frozen for you guys? I see a lot of Fs in chat. My goodness. Not do this. Wow. A lot of people are saying that I'm frozen. I guess I'll just... Can you guys hear me fluidly, though, at least? Is it just the screen or is it also the audio? Either way, that sucks. I really hope that you guys can hear me still. I'm going to play maybe... Let's do two more. So I'm going to do two more songs. I'm going to play Love Stories Remain. Someone asked for that, AA. And then I'm going to play The Forge to finish it up. So let's do this. Let's do this. Thank you, guys. Thank you. This is a Love Stories Remains.
Hello, miss, I'd love to kiss your lovely name. The things I do to get you dancing in the rain. I want a piece, so say you want the same. A love story remains. I know we'll go through some odd times. And I'll always be there if I can. But there's a chance we're not like my hands. So on this love story may end. Well, I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest with myself. I'm gonna miss the way you kiss under the rain. All the times you saved me, but that love don't feel the same. I wanted peace, so you wanted me to change. Only connected when you're calling out my name. I know we've been through some odd times. That times has forced us to find ourselves. Honesty is my policy. Yeah, we might be better with someone else. I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest with myself. We'll come and sit. Let's take a trip down memory lane. If I had to choose, baby, I wouldn't change a thing. Cause I found peace, so look, you found the same in the rubble of the remains. A love story's remains. I found a piece of mind, something you helped me find. I wouldn't trade it for anything, but be honest. Honest with yourself.
Thank you all so much. That was A Love Stories Remains. Thank you guys. This is my last song. This one is called The Forge. I really do love this song. In fact, this is my most recent song. I really love it. Let's see, we've got Cancer Watcher says, keep doing what you do, I won't ever stop, trust me. Scott Ward says, my TV broke recently out of nowhere, and my friend Nate, who also loves space, bought me a new one right away. Wish we had more like him in our world. Wow, shout out to Nate, Scott's friend who just reached out and bought a TV for his friend Scott in time of need. Let the music play. Thank you for that huge super chat. Didn't even say anything. You just dropped it like it's hot. Thank you so much. That really means a lot. Wow. My goodness. Cheers to Let the Music Play, and I'm going to continue to do so. Mm. Cheers, everyone. The least I can do is spin the UFO for you, Let the Music Play, and play my next song, which is The Forge. All right, this is The Forge.
You fear what you don't understand and place blame on anyone you can besides yourself. You should be ashamed, 'cause you're responsible on how you handle change. Hold yourself accountable. You define who you are. You define who you are. Welcome to the forge. Blessing and a curse, depending how you feel. Are you afraid of what they think? Are you here to entertain? Don't you know who you are? Don't you know who you are? Welcome to the forge.
Oh, wow. I'm a little lightheaded. I'm a little lightheaded right now. My goodness. Whew. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. I just destroyed my voice. But sometimes you just kind of let it go. You know what I'm saying? Grant Thompson says, would I be able to send you a song to play? I'm not the best playing / singing myself, but I write songs as a hobby. Let me know. Take care, Adam. Thank you so much. You know what? Join my locals in the description below. I don't respond all the time to anything, but I always go and read all my locals stuff, and I try to like everybody's stuff and just read what you send me. So join my locals. It's really easy there. You can support me there if you'd like to. Angry Bellsprout says, should get Luke to stream into your show and prove he is still alive. Yeah, well, that's an idea. Anyway, no comment on that. You guys are fantastic. Thank you all so much. I will continue doing this as long as I'm able to. And I miss you guys when I'm gone. I missed you guys last week. I'll miss you if I'm gone again. And I don't know when. I should be back on Monday. I hope you guys all have a wonderful weekend. Thank you all for supporting me. You guys are fantastic. And I'll see you next time.
Please smash the like button for AdamCast IRL, coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.